My name is Kathy Cervecca, and this is Web Pro Savvy, a podcast for freelance web designers and developers who are always on the lookout for ways to grow their business. You'll hear interviews with experienced freelance web professionals about their business operations, the services they offer, and the types of clients they work with. They openly share their stories and pull back the curtain on how they achieve success so that you can boost your own business. If you're looking for that freelance inspo you need, subscribe to this podcast, then share it with someone else, because who doesn't need inspiration? Welcome to the Web Pro Savvy Podcast. This is your host, Kathy Cervatka.
S as in Sam, I-R, V as in Victor, A-T-K-A.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they started talking about the graphic format, GIF, and they started arguing about how to pronounce that acronym. And I thought to myself, I've heard this argument for many years now, and there are a lot of things in the world, and in web design specifically, that are debatable. Not that there's necessarily a right or wrong way, but there are different ways of seeing things, pronouncing things, doing things, and people still debate them. I think this comes out of perhaps the way you learned it in the first place or your preference. And it causes me to think that it's fun to have these kind of debates and to figure out people's reasons behind their position, but it should never become anything that's so argumentative that it divides us. That's why I think these are debatable items, because these are debatable things, and it doesn't make you right or wrong, and it doesn't change the overall outcome of something. For instance, how do you say GIF? Do you say it GIF or do you say it JIF? Now, the way you pronounce it doesn't affect the artwork you create in this format or the web design you create using this format. Although I will say these days there aren't too many of these graphic files out there anymore because we've got the PNG now. Now, I was raised to say JIF, and I learned that when I worked at Bell Labs. The reason I learned it that way is because the company that created this format was called CompuServe, and the team that created it initially called it GIF. They actually wanted it to reflect the name or echo the name of the peanut butter, GIF peanut butter. And they would say, choosy developers choose GIF, which is kind of cute. Developers have a sense of humor. Who knew? It was such a cool format. And though it's limited in its colors, you can only have 256 colors in a GIF. It was really great for flat illustrations, non-gradient graphics, logos, that kind of thing. And it always drove me nuts when I would see flat colored logos saved as JPEGs. And that was always because people didn't really understand the difference between the two. But the GIF was a really wonderful, compressed graphical format. It introduced transparency and animation. And if y'all remember seeing spinny objects all over web pages back in the day, because it was so fun and cool. Who didn't want to have spinny things on their web page? Of course, we all got sick of that, and it didn't last too long, thank goodness, but it became the go-to for the flat illustration. This graphical format is a lossless compression. And that means that you can save it over and over if you want to open it, edit it, add something to it, save it again. You will never lose the quality, the initial quality of the graphic. It never loses data, as opposed to the JPEG, which is used for thousands and millions of colors, like photographs. That is a lossy format, meaning every time you resave it, if you do anything to it, resave it, you lose data each time. A little bit of data each time, and over time, it can really degrade the quality. So that's lossy. But the GIF was lossless, and this was a really great thing. So anyway, which is correct, GIF or GIF? Well, actually, both are correct. I know, right? So like I said, the folks at CompuServe called it GIF, but the G stands for graphics. And so if you didn't know the original story, it would be understandable that you would think graphics, GIF. And that makes total sense. And so we get this debate. GIF, well, that's what the original people said. GIF, because it's graphic. So the dictionaries that I looked at say both pronunciations are correct. So how's that? It's debatable, but as it turns out, both are correct. And it's okay. It's okay, people. I've heard so many arguments about this, and it's more like an argument between fans of different sports teams, which is fun. You know, it's just kind of a tongue-in-cheek argument. Yeah, so I guess it's just one of those things where we need to give grace to those who say it differently than we're used to. So what do you think? Which way do you say it? And what other debatables do you know about? I'd love to hear what you may be having debates about within your work sphere. Let me know and I'll do an episode about it.